Boys and girls, that was super. Thank you for all your hard work that you've done in preparing for our service. Are you all nice and relaxed? Yes. Are you going to talk to me? Yes, I hope so. I hope so. But before we have a wee chat together, I want to read another reading from God's Word, this time from the Old Testament. So we've been reading from the New Testament this morning as we've been thinking of the stories of Jesus. But I want to read one more passage that I want us to think about, and it's from the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms, from Psalm 119, and just a few verses beginning at verse 9. There the psalmist says, "How can the young person keep their way pure? By living according to your word. I will seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I will rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I will meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." Amen. We're going to think about that in a wee moment. I wonder, when you're out in the car with your parents, are any of you good at giving and knowing directions? No? Do all the roads look the same? Yeah? Maybe now you're also caught up with your Nintendo DS or whatever it is at the moment, that you're working away and you're playing away on your latest game and you're not even looking where we're going. But what sort of things do people have to help them know directions? They want to go somewhere and don't know where to go. What sort of things might help them? Yeah. Sat-nav, okay, excellent. Map, okay. What else? Any of the older ones go camping? No? No, okay. But if you were going camping, what might you have if you were doing your Duke of Edinburgh or whatever? As well as a map, you might have something else to help you know where in the map you're meant to look. Yep. A compass, yeah. Lots of different things to help us know directions. Do you know what I find really good for me for directions? It's just the signs on the road, if you've a rough idea where you're going. So this morning as I came to Brookside, I had just driven a little bit from my house, and this was the sign that I saw. And I had to take the first exit there to go to Belfast to come up the M2 to Brookside. And then when I was coming up the M2 on this sign, I saw the sign for the A26, and I was able to get here. So signs are really useful. But it's sat-nav that I want to talk to you about this morning. Sat-nav. And that was your first guess. You're all very high-tech here in Brookside. I have a confession to make right before this all goes totally wrong. This isn't my sat-nav because I'm not very high-tech. I've borrowed this from my boss. So if I break it, I'll just have to stay in Brookside. I'll not be able to go back. But let's hope. I've had a wee practice and I think I had it working. So let's see about the sat-nav. How many of your parents have sat-nav in their cars? Yeah? Well, will you make a promise to me that you won't go out into the car after church this morning and start trying to play with it, that I'll have put bad ideas in your head, right? So you're still not allowed to touch it if you don't normally touch it. So you go in and it said, where are you in Northern Ireland? So where do we say? If I put in a postcode, I'll put in the postcode of my house and see what it says. Look at this. We've got a map that tells us there's a Cullybacky Road near here. We've got, it's trying to work out. Sometimes it works in a building and sometimes it doesn't. It says acquiring satellites. So we'll just leave it on the piano and see what happens, whether it gets that, and we'll think about it. There's different features in the sat-nav, Okay? And maybe you'll be thinking about this if you're going on holiday in a few weeks' time. In the little device itself, there are maps loaded into it. So there has to be the map already on the device and stored on the device. So maybe a cable's put in or a wee card's put in the side to put in the map to get the information on there. And did you know that the maps have to be for the right country? So if you were going to Spain on your holidays, if you've only got a map for Northern Ireland, the information on your sat nav is going to be no good. It's not going to tell you how to get to wherever you're staying in Spain. And also, it has to be up to date. You know the way sometimes you're driving along and there's roadworks and, oh, they're building new roads and it looks all confusing? Well, if you don't update your maps, then you're going to be driving along on a new road and it's going to look like you're in the middle of a field. And I know that has happened to some people near where I'm from. The information has to be on there for this to work in any sense. And in a way, the Bible, God's Word, is like the maps, like the information to go on to your sat-nav. Because the Bible tells us all that we need to know about God and what duty God requires of us. But unlike the sat-nav, God's Word to us doesn't change depending on what country you're in. It's not different if you're in Northern Ireland or if you're in Spain. God's Word's the same everywhere in the whole wide world. And also, unlike the sat-nav, it doesn't go out of date. These maps could be out of date next month. These maps could be out of date next month. But God's Word is the same and true yesterday, today, and forever. But I say that when you get your sat-nav, you have to load the information onto it. And in the same way, we need to load God's Word into our hearts and into our minds. We need to get it in there, but it's not as easy as putting in an SD card or a USB cable. How do you think we would get to know God's Word? Will we get to know it if it's just sitting on our shelf? What will we have to do to get to know God's Word? Yeah, we'd have to read it. It's that simple. And yet so many people don't. It's just like an ornament on their shelf. We have to read it to get to know God's Word. And in verse 11 of that little passage that I read, it says, the psalmist says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I've hidden your word in my heart. I've got to know it. Now, we can hide God's word in our heart maybe by learning it from memory, so we can memorize it. Some people find learning things just by memory very difficult. So maybe they will just read it lots and lots of times to become very familiar with it and to know the stories and to understand it. But whatever way we get to know God's word, it's going to take time. We're going to have to be very intentional to make sure that we read it, and if we're too young to read it ourselves, that we get our parents or someone older to read it for us. Boys and girls, is this the last Sunday of Sunday school in Brookside? Yes. And there's no more Sunday school until September. Well, I want to tell you something very important. That doesn't mean that you're not to read your Bible until September, or that you're not to learn anything new about God between now and September. Yes, we're on holidays from meeting together, but you need to still be reading your Bible and having it read to you to get to know more about God. Just like the maps on the sat-nav, we need to get God's word into our hearts and into our minds. Second feature of the sat-nav has just about come up trumps for us. Because the maps in themselves are no use. You can't read them like you could read the maps in a book. You need a satellite, a thing called GPS, whatever that is, that tells you where you are now, that can look where you want to go, and then can read the map that's on the wee sat-nav for you. And guess what? The sat-nav's working, even inside the building. It was talking to me a wee minute ago, that's why I set it down again. And it says that we're off the road, well that's right, because we're standing inside the building. But it's telling me that if I left now to go back to my house, I would be back at 1:47 p.m. That doesn't count for the roadworks. The satellites read the map and help us understand the information. And when it comes to reading God's word, we need help to understand God's word as well. Not from a satellite, but from God the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit comes and helps us to understand what God is saying to us in his word. And that's why in verse 5, the psalmist says, teach me your decrees. Sorry, verse 12. The psalmist asks God to teach him, to help him understand the Bible. And boys and girls, you need God by his Holy Spirit to help you understand the Bible as well. Have you ever heard a Bible story and not really understood it? Yeah? I'll put my hand up to that. Any more hands that you didn't understand? Yeah. Sometimes there are things in the Bible we don't understand. And we need to ask God's help to help us understand. Because without God's help, we'll never understand how serious our sin is in God's sight. Because we'll always want to make excuses that the good things we do are so much better than the bad things. We'll never understand that sin is really serious in God's sight unless God by his Spirit helps us. And we'll never understand fully that Jesus really will take away our sins if we trust in him, if we don't have God's Spirit helping us to understand his word. You know, parents and Sunday school teachers as well, this is a great prayer for you and for any of us who teach, whether children or older people too, that God would first teach us what his word is saying so that then we could teach others. Let this be our prayer this morning, that God would teach us his truth from his word. So we've got the maps loaded on. We've got the GPS, the satellites up in the sky. Who can think of any other features of the sat-nav when you're out in the car? This next one's very obvious. Does mommy or daddy, when they're driving, sit like this behind the wheel? So how do they know what's going on the sat-nav? Yep. Sorry? Well, they have a little stand for it, so they're not holding it. But do they have to put the stand right in front of their eyes so that they can see the map on the screen? No, why not?
Because then they wouldn't be able to see.
Then they wouldn't be able to see. But how do they know what's going on the sat-nav? The thing talks to them, doesn't it? And it just goes and goes and goes and goes. And the hardest thing that I can't get my head around is, because this is portable one, the volume control doesn't turn it down or turn it off. It talks to them. And did you know, if we just go back, well, we've got them now anyway. Did you know that you can get different voices for the sat-nav? And you really honestly can get these voices, not that I know why you'd want them, but anyway, you can get these voices. Who are the people in the picture? Yep. Dora? Okay, so Dora's the first one, and who's the other one? Yep. SpongeBob. Yeah, and you can get Dora and SpongeBob to talk to you when you're out in the car. And apparently, a couple of years ago, there was even a tot-nav so that toddlers could sit and work it out to see if that awful question, are we there yet? But I don't think it was much of a go, so it's probably off the market. But the voice, and you listen to the voice, and then you know where to go, turn left, turn right, and all of that. You know, we need to make sure that we're paying attention and listening to God's word. There's no point trying to read the Bible when we're most tired. So if we know that when we go to bed, we just immediately go to sleep, then that's not the best time of the day for us to read the Bible. Maybe it would be better to read the Bible after tea time when we're alert and we can really listen and pay attention to what God is saying to us. We have to listen. In verse 15, the psalmist says, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. Boys and girls, you've been talking a lot today about the miracles of Jesus. And in John's gospel, John says that the miracles are signs. They're signs pointing to something more, pointing to who Jesus really is. But if people didn't pay attention to the signs pointing to who Jesus really is as God's Son, they might just have thought, well, Jesus is a cool superhero. Or that Jesus is just this man with awesome power that can do pretty impressive things. But that's not who Jesus is. Yes, he has awesome power. But Jesus is God's only Son who has come from heaven to earth to die for us. So we need to pay attention. We need to get the information in there by reading the Bible. We need to ask God's help to understand it. We need to be paying attention to what God is saying. Otherwise, we're not going to learn anything. But there's one more feature of the sat-nav that's really helpful. And that's the redirection. Have you ever heard that when you're out in the car with your parents where it says, turn around? Who's heard that when they're out in the car? The sat-nav's busy saying, turn around. Yeah. Well, this morning I had to call off at our church on my way here. It's Children's Day there as well, and I had to leave something off for them. And when I got to that roundabout, the sat-nav was busy telling me to turn left, take the first exit to go to Belfast. But instead I took the third exit to go to the church building. And when I was going up that road, it started to say to me, recalculating, because it knew I was going on the wrong road. Boys and girls, then it said to me, impossible. That was the word it used. Impossible. You can't get to a Hochul going down the Carrickmannan Road in Ballygowan. Turn around. It's impossible. And you know, boys and girls, I had to turn around to be able to be here. I went into the car park, ran in, left in what I needed to do and set up for them for Children's Day, turned the car around and came back to the road I should have been on. When it comes to God's word, we have to let God's word change us, to redirect us away from living just to do whatever we want, to living for sin and self, to living for God. In that psalm, the psalmist says, don't let me wander from your commands. It's really easy to go off track, to wander just whatever way we want. But God wants us to turn our lives around, to admit that we've done wrong, to admit that we've sinned, and to come and put our trust in Him and follow Him and walk in His ways all the days of our lives. And I wonder, even if you're young, have you done that? Have you allowed Jesus to redirect your life to live for Him? But you know, maybe for the teenagers here, or older people too, maybe there was that time in your life when you did hear God speaking, and you did allow Him to change your life and change your direction. But slowly but surely you have begun to wander in your own way, to just do your own thing. Maybe you were regular at church or Sunday school when you were younger, but now it's just an occasional thing when it suits around everything else in life. It's so easy to wander and to drift. And most often it doesn't happen in a flash. It happens gradually over weeks and months and even years. We need to allow God's word to redirect us, whether for the first time as we turn from sin and trust in Jesus to take away our sin, or whether further down that road of following Jesus, if we've begun to become careless and drift, that God's word would redirect us back into His paths. Boys and girls and older people too, it's pointless knowing the truth about Jesus, knowing that we need to trust in Him, but doing nothing about it. Just in the same way as when I was coming here this morning, if I'd known that I was going in an impossible direction that would never have got me to a Hochul, I would have been stupid if I hadn't turned around. And yet so many people treat Jesus like that, knowing what they need to do, that they need to ask Him to take away their sin and put their trust in Him. But they don't do it. We need to let Jesus redirect our lives so that we're following in His paths and trusting in Him. Four features of the sat-nav, a wee piece of technology that's really useful in everyday life, but teaches us four things that the psalmist is talking about in that short reading that we read together. First of all, it teaches how we need to get the information on board, how we need to study God's word and make sure that we know what God is saying about Himself and about us in the Bible. Then we need to ask God's help that we will understand His word and hear what He is saying to us. We need to be paying attention, because we could be hearing but not listening. And then we need to act by allowing God's word to change us into the people that He wants us to be. So next time your dad or your mom is struggling to get the sat-nav to work, or you hear it talking in the car and maybe you have to turn your music down because they can't hear the sat-nav. Remember how this little device really teaches us a lot about God and about his word and how we need to let God change our lives to live for him. Boys and girls, thank you so much for listening. Let's take a moment now to pray and to ask God's help to do all that we've been talking about. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our time together this morning. Thank you for your word. And we pray that you would help us even this summertime to make sure that we take time to read your word, that by your spirit you would teach us from your word, and then help us to pay attention and to allow you to change our lives so that we would make sure we're following Jesus closely day by day. Lord, may that be our prayer for young and old alike. In Jesus' name, amen.